can almost feel you lying in your loving arms. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. I can. I can almost feel you. I can almost feel you lying in your loving arms. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
That is Jackie Green there, and I gotta be honest with you, I never really got what everybody saw in Jackie Green at the Folk Fest. I mean, I thought he was good, but I didn't really get it. And then I ended up buying two of his CDs when he first was at the Folk Fest, and I didn't really like him.
Was that Rusty Nails?
I bought Rusty Nails, yeah. Which is horrible.
Yeah,
I don't and then blame Gone it. Wandering, which has about three or four good songs on it.
Yeah, that's Rusty Nails I keep because so it's signed.
So I kind of thought, like, this guy's, you know, I'd written him off. This album I just bought because it was on sale. It was cheap, you know, when it first came out there. So I just kind of bought it for the heck of it. It's brilliant, the whole thing.
The whole thing.
And then, I mean, I just pulled it out again when I was making up my list a little while ago and listened to it from start to finish. And it's stellar. It's called American Myth. It's Jackie Green. So Hard to Find My Way There. Great CD.
Before that, we heard Irma Thomas. That was Loving Arms.
That was very nice there, T-Bar. That was from this,
yeah.
I Believe to My Soul.
Yeah. Joe Henry produced.
What else you got on here? Mavis Staples, Billy Preston, Alan Toussaint. Wow. This looks pretty good. I might steal this.
He's got a lot of soul.
Did you get this at... where'd you get this?
Corky got it. I'm going to say she probably got it at...
It's on Hear Music. Isn't that Starbucks?
Yeah, that's Starbucks.
That's Starbucks? There you go. Right there.
Before that, we heard from his latest album, Nashville. That was Solomon Burke with the Buddy Miller song, right?
Another great record. And another guy that I never, you know, I was never a huge fan. I really liked, you know, that other big record that he had. But I never would have imagined that I'd love this CD as much as I do. Buddy Miller produced it, so how bad could it be? But it features all kinds of folks like Gillian Welch, Emmylou Harris, Dolly Parton's on there.
Patty Griffin's
on there. So it's a great CD, Nashville.
That was Does My Ring Burn Your Finger?
The Buddy Miller song, actually.
Yep. I got that for Christmas.
And we heard a couple from Candy Staton, an American gospel singer. We heard How Do I Get Over You and When Hearts Grow Cold.
That was pretty good. Record is called His Hands. And...
I had never really heard of her, but she's been around for years.
That's pretty amazing.
In her late 60s.
I would check that out. Yeah.
Oh. And that's about it. So my mom was
telling
in for Christmas.
To stop flapping our lips? Or?
No, keep talking.
Oh, okay. My mom was in for Christmas. I took her to the bus depot today. She's not leaving until tomorrow, but you know, I thought I'd just drop her off today and get rid of her.
Shipped her back on the... Where are you shipping her off to?
She's got 24 hours in the depot.
I thought
but
she lived in St. James.
No, but you know, she's kind of old and confused. You know. No. We had a great Christmas. I shouldn't say that. She's a sweet lady.
And where's Lucy? We haven't heard from Lucy yet. Lucy, if you're out there, come on down. We're here at the University of Manitoba.
Was she coming down to the show?
Well, I don't know. I just thought it would be nice. I mean, it's the least she could do for you after you gave her that nice gift. She just about cried.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so, I thought, you know, like a little album to keep some pictures in. I mean, I was going to put a picture of me, but I'd be pushing it, eh?
So, if you want to come down, Lucy. Anybody else who wants to come, we'll sneak you in the back door. I mean, it's all locked up here. We got the run of the place, which is kind of fun.
We're running amok.
We poke around in people's offices and classrooms and stuff. It's all kinds of fun down here.
Let's do it.
Cool.
Do we have keys to anything?
Sure.
Okay.
What do you need to get into?
Trouble.
See if we can get into the bar down there.
Now I'm in.
So let's play some commercials.
Ooh, then, fun.
Then we'll be back with some new music from 2006.
All right.
Some of the best of 2006.
Absolutely.
Starting September 7th, UMFM will be debuting a new show called From the Floor on Thursday nights from 8 p.m. till 9 p.m. The concept of this program is to showcase local and touring bands by having them play live to air in our newly revamped live studio. If you are in a band or have a friend in a band or are even just aware that bands exist, please email Dave Gertner at dave@umfm.com or call 474-7027 to book a day to play. We'd like to get as many acts as we possibly can through the doors. Pre-recording is also an option for those who can't make the live time slot. Listen to From the Floor every Thursday night from 8 p.m. till 9 p.m. on UMFM 101.5 in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I think you asked for CJUM 1015 FM. Is this correct? You can say stop at any time. Goodbye.
Hi, this is Manreet Takhar, one of the peer advisors, talking on behalf of the peer advisors. Have yourself a great new year, and we hope to see all of you guys all energized back in January.
This is your brain before listening to The Connoisseur's Guide to Jigger's Musical Galaxy every Sunday, noon till 2 on UMFM 101.5. This is your brain after listening to The Connoisseur's Guide to Jigger's Musical Galaxy every Sunday, noon till 2, 101.5 FM.
Yourself a lie so many times, you convince yourself that it's true. I don't regret a single thing in my life, but I curse the day that I ran into you. I wish it was 1930 at the old Kentucky Derby, and I was riding white lightning real rough. I need a racehorse and some old rusty spurs, 'cause I just can't get away from her fast enough. Yeah, I just can't get away from her fast enough. I just can't get away from her fast enough.
Don't you think it's about time for Al DeMar? sign. Some say right on, others say straight ahead. Right on, straight ahead. As-salamu alaykum, straight ahead. Zygazit, straight ahead. Hey! Dankeschön, huh? Hey! This is the United States, you know. Everybody, let's do it together. Have a nagila. Hey! 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 But Larry! But Larry, but Larry! Hey! Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Everybody, do it together. Hey, America! Let's do it together. Everybody join hands. Beautiful, man. I ain't talking just to tease people like you that don't grow on trees. That's what it's gonna be. Have everything I need around my sober Christmas tree. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I love you. Have good cheer. I love you. Good dog. Got my baby. My best love. Happiness. Good God, I got plenty of. Would you believe I've got peace of mind, and I'll be grooving at Christmas time. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Hope you have a good cheer. I love you, James Brown, love you. So and so, Missy O, Brother Blow. Ow! 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 Sober Christmas, like a sweet melody. I'm a lucky so and so, the bell's gonna ring for me. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all of my fans. Have good cheer. Good God, I got a heart full of love for the whole wide world, and a little special love, a little soul for girl. I get this feeling every now and then. Gotta get ready, bring the new year in. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. All good cheer. There's one more thing that's been so nice to me down through the years, and I'll always remember you. Well, I'll never forget. You bought my records, come to see my show. That's why James Brown love you so. You come to see my show, that's a debt that I'll always owe. Come to see my show. See you Christmas. Come to see my show. See my show. Everybody have fun. Everybody. Come here. Plenty of good food and all of the joy. Of music in the kiddie room, there's plenty of toys. Review of the dances, all from the old and the new.
with the baby section. Teenagers, adults at once. All in their own bag without an ounce of grudge. You need to stand when all can share the fun without an ounce of grudge. All right now, with your mom, your son, and your heart. So keep the band rocking. So band play on, play on. 'Cause soon everybody will be in a real mellow tone. So keep the band, the groove, and don't get back. 'Cause you can have a real lot of fun when it's tippy for tatty and no taking back. Okay. One more time. Come on, kiddos. All right. Everybody line up. You ready? You ready? Watch my hand. Everybody sing. Come on. Plenty of the food. All right, you. And all of the joys. Plenty of music. There's plenty of joy. Review the old dances, all from the old and the new, for the real life show. Everybody, for you, you and you. Come on now, with the baby section for you. Teenage adults at once, all in their own bag. Do what you want, without an ounce of fun. Not together, you understand. When all can share the fun, without an ounce of punch and brunch, with mom, your son, and your hunk. Come on.
James
the
Brown.
Godfather James Brown. And some people, you know, you might be thinking, oh, it was a crappy Christmas. I had a crappy Christmas. But it could be worse. You could have had a James Brown Christmas.
No kidding.
James Brown had a pretty crappy Christmas this year.
Don't go to the dentist at Christmas time. That's, man.
Yeah.
Poor James.
A few there from the late, great James Brown. And hopefully there will be many tributes and recognitions of the great James Brown over the next little while. Probably turn him into a rock star like Johnny Cash.
Johnny.
And rightly so. Cause,
we love Johnny, though.
James is definitely an original right up there alongside Johnny Cash. So a few there from James Brown. We don't have too much James Brown here in the library, but we have that Christmas CD, so.
We heard Tit for Tat, Ain't No Taking Back. Before that was Soulful Christmas and Hey America.
Nice. So there you go, a few from
good James. Old James. He was a live wire, eh? Like, yeah. Chasing the wave around the car, shooting at her with the old pistol, and he was a character.
I heard his latest girlfriend got locked out of the house and got nothing.
They wouldn't even let her.
They wouldn't even let her in the house.
Let her in the house. Apparently, he was married.
Sent her away on vacation or something. And then she came back and he was dead.
He was dead, and apparently he was married, and he just decided to marry her, too.
Yeah.
Which, of course, wasn't that legal. So I don't know what's going on with James.
Well, yeah, and she said he's a hard man to live with. I'm the only one that could put up with him.
Yeah, she should get his stuff just for living with the dude.
Yeah, so yeah, and he was booked well into the year. Like, he had a whole bunch of dates booked and everything that he ain't gonna make. There you go. Rest in peace, James Brown. What else?
We heard Never Saw It Coming off Matt Mee's latest.
Yeah,
that wasn't bad.
No, that was definitely the most normal song that on that whole CD.
Yeah.
A very, very weird project, When the Angels Make Contact. And we'll see and hear the whole thing, apparently, at the West End Cultural Center in January. Hopefully, he'll do some of his normal stuff for an encore or something. Cause,
is he doing the whole?
Yeah, front to back, apparently.
See, I missed that one, but, you know, I don't know.
Oh, you're not even here for it.
No, but 2 days before that, I'm really sorry I'm not here because it's
Serena Ryder.
Yeah,
you just showed me the tickets. Tickets are on sale now for that or something.
Yeah, there's three things in a row. It's Serena, then Oh, Matt. I took Western States and then Matt Mays.
3 days in a row?
23rd, 24th, 25th of January. Something wow. like that.
Busy so times. Yeah, it's, I know Serena's and Matt are 2 days apart, so the Western States are squeezed in
yeah,
there. Did we see that young fella play for Paul Kelly? Did he?
Yep.
No, he was great.
Yep.
Of course, he started off with the Tom T. Hall song, which you Absolutely, know had yeah. me Got already there. Hooked, yeah.
He works at the UCD store I sometimes go to.
Does he?
Yep.
Maybe he'll.
I like the Western States, and I'd like to go see their concert, and I hope I'm not too wimpy.
Yeah, I hope you're not too wimpy, too. Because sometimes you make me miss out on things. Cause
like three good. Nights in a row, though, is because you got to see. And I love that new Serena Ryder, which I got for Christmas from some buddies.
I'm really
best
bummed.
Friends, yeah.
I was too lazy to go out and see Lederhosse on Boxing Day. If anybody
oh,
wants
right.
went to see Lederhosse, Colin, let me know how good it was because I wish I had it gone now. I was really lazy and I didn't feel like going. And then you bummed me out. So
I just said, you're go, but I don't want to.
Of course, he doesn't pick up the phone and call me.
Yeah, like
no.
really.
What did I do on Boxing Day?
Well, you know what I did on Boxing Day?
Oh, you didn't even get dressed.
I don't start, never even got dressed, no. My kids were disgusted, eh? Because I just walked around, I was naked the whole day. I didn't even get dressed. Man.
Do you know what I did on Boxing Day?
Went shopping?
Yeah, but in the evening, I worked at the Tell the Band to Go Home factory.
The factory, yeah. We were pumping out the best of the year CDs, and KK's been super helpful. She was.
Oh, I need. I got an email from somebody.
Oh, yeah?
That I'll send you.
Yeah.
And he wants one. And then our wine representative
yeah,
and at the liquor store wants one too.
You know, I meant to bring them, but KK had put them all in these nice little packages, and I didn't feel like stealing them out of there.
Yeah,
so I'll bring some on Sunday.
Stickers and program guides.
It's kind of a neat little package. So if anybody hasn't got one yet, it's a 3-CD set.
It's a great set.
Yeah, not bad if I do say so myself. You can just call us up. We'll give you one, 269-8636-269, yeah. UMFM.
It's been in my stereo, except when I played, you know, my Christmas CDs.
I don't even have one yet.
You don't have one yet?
You listen to it in the car every day.
Yeah, but I got the beta version.
Well, that's better, though. That's like collector's version.
It doesn't. I don't even have a track list or anything.
Nothing.
Well, you make those up, though. Take them. Take one.
I finished cutting all the covers, too. I don't know.
I was going to just put it on my iPod, the whole thing.
That's hard, though. Then you got to type in all the names of the songs.
I know, but Corky's got fingers like Zeus. She just flies. But then I have a lot of those songs
yeah.
because I've gone
yeah.
through, but I thought
yeah.
it'd be so convenient just to have them all in one little area. But
yeah, for sure.
I got a great gift from Lucy this year, and it's the TableMate 2. It's this cool new TV
we
table.
We both got the table mates.
And I sat down in front of my TV last night and watched TV and cut covers. It was great.
For you.
With my table mates.
Yeah, get finished with that crap because you got to start on the steel belted.
Yeah, I know. I so much.
I'm just gonna like tie it up into a neat package. Like, yeah, not much happened, and now we're starting a new year. You know, start afresh.
Well, Jeff's got all next week off.
Oh, there you go. You can take the first shift on Steel Belted's website then.
I haven't even done my website for months.
Yeah. Well, that leaves me or KK then.
So I was going to play a track off another one of my favorite CDs of the year.
Is it one of mine too?
Do we like it?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Do you?
I guess we'll
It's a local girl.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah?
And it's called How I Roll.
I could sit on the inside, outside looking in. I could take a breath of clean air, but the walls cave in. And if you asked me the right questions, I swear I wouldn't lie. If you came too close to reason, I'd ask you not to try. I could paint a stellar picture if you just gave me some paint. I would sit and talk for hours if I thought you'd be my saint. But now don't you come a crying and ask to see my soul. I straight up look you in the eye, say that's just how I roll. Well, I wouldn't know it if you laid me in the eye. I'm too close to dying to let you.
waste my time. And I lost my closest friends, though they left me pure and whole. I wouldn't ask a favor, and that's just how I roll. If I thought my destination would be the high road, and if you pulled on up beside me and offered me a ride, I'd lean on through the window, take a good look inside, and you'd ask me where I'm going, and I'd ask you the same, and I know that I turn back to the rain. And you won't see me crying and ask to see your soul. I'd rather keep on walking, and that's just how I roll. How I roll. That's just how I roll. That's just how I
got your you fallen, never have you fallen upon this town. Oh, sweet peace, never have you fallen, never have you fallen upon this town. Well, the black crows are loaded with the call of things discarded, the ribbon shards of battle and everything burned. Have they forgotten we live here? Do they think that we gave up? Lay down and grow over weeds at every turn. Oh, sweet peace, never have you fallen, never have you fallen upon this town. Oh, sweet peace, never have you fallen, never have you fallen upon. Till the darkness is quiet for a while. Oh, and we will not wait for that murder to come calling. The night will simply fall and the morning will rise. Oh, sweet peace, never have you fallen, never have you fallen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming out, and I hope you enjoy my side part.
What if I found a way to make you sit and stay right next to me? Without rope or with glue or with diamonds that your eyes have never seen. And if you leave me today, I don't think I'd make it to Monday. You and I, you're always on my side. You're always on my mind. You're always by my
of these lies, would you still answer me? Though I might run away, my fears take the reins, would you still let me leave? Or can I see you today? Please wear that skirt from Sunday. You and I, you're always on my side. You're always on my mind. You're always by my
you and I always by my side.
Wow, if JP goes down.
Always by my
side. Wait, I have to play something.
Hi, this is JP Ho. You're listening to 101.5 UMFM and the Steel Belt Radio Krizoo.
Yeah, he gets mad when we don't play that often enough.
I know,
yeah.
That's what I just thought of.
And God knows I don't need anything else for him to phone and get mad at me about. JP Ho always phones when I've done something wrong. He never phones just to chat.
To say,
it's always when I've done something wrong, like I haven't shown up to his show or whatever. So there you go, JP Ho. Let's get a new record out from you soon, okay, JP Ho? Because we're tired of waiting.
We just did a little set there of Winnipeg artists. Some favorites.
Good year
that I
for
liked.
Some Winnipeg stuff this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was JP Ho and the Truly Richard with Always off the Live Beta project. Before that, we heard the Waylon Jennings Avila off Firecracker.
I love that record.
Yeah, it's great.
I just do. I mean, I love them, but.
We heard Nathan.
I don't know. I got to fix it. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
We heard Nathan with Castle off the EP of the same
I appreciate
name.
The help. I just.
KK adjusted Jeff's mic.
And they're having their CD release party coming up already at the West End in January, I think.
February 23rd?
Yeah.
Is it? It really? Is?
Yeah. Something like that.
I thought it was January.
We'll be there, right?
Well,
of course. Come on.
With our Nathan badges on. And
yeah.
We heard Rami Mays, How I Roll, off Sweet Something Steady.
A fine record by her.
That was a great record, yeah. Good for her.
She's she just came back from Texas, I guess. She was down there rolling with the bigwigs. And it was just leaked out that, and you should be excited about this, actually, in April, she's bringing your pal Sam Baker up here for a show at the High and Lonesome Club.
Yeah, and I was talking to her about Sam, right? Her and...
I don't get the Sam Baker record.
Do you like
yet.
The Sam Baker?
I'm hoping that when I see him, I'll get it. But I mean, people rave about him, and Shelly sent it to me, super excited.
Oh,
because she can't wait. But I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, I love that record, that CD right from the get go.
Mercy, I think it's called
Mercy. Yeah, and he's,
so I'm definitely going to go to the show. And
sounds like John Prine. That's who I would compare him to.
Okay.
And when is that show?
April, I think April 24th, something like that.
At Times.
Yep.
I guess we should. Rami, can you get us tickets right now? John Scholes, if you're out there.
Yeah, I'm thinking we'll be able to get in, but I'm thinking it will be a problem.
Sam who?
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Steel Belt Radio.
Right, and normally we'd be just wrapping her up right now, but we're
marathon.
We're just winding it up. So don't go anywhere.
No.
Because I know you're loving the show. You don't want to tune out.
No. And see, normally people, you know, get deflated after an hour and a half. But right. Now,
oh no, we're just getting fired up. So stick around. We still got two more hours to go.
Folks won't be able to sleep tonight. They'll be so wound up.
Oh boy! And
KK,
T-Bar and KK didn't bring a thing to play. So if you want to hear something, but we've had some great requests so far. 269-863-6269.
We had a phone in request.
A few, actually.
Uh-huh.
So,
I have 7,000 songs on my iPod that I bought today.
685 of them. 685. 6,850 of them came from my library.
Well, what's the difference? I still brought it.
Well,
I didn't bring mine because I'm scared. I had to bring it out of the house now because it's new. But I do have two requests. Corky requested two songs, so I have to.
Oh, and I just talked to a very nice caller.
They're not the same two she requested last week, are they?
No, one is by James McMurtry.
That's why I'm asking, because she requested one last week.
Yeah, she did.
It's not the same song, is it?
No. Okay. It's McMurtry off Childish Things.
Yeah, we can play the long song today.
Yeah.
No, this is actually it's not the long one. And Tiff Merritt, she wants to hear a song.
Okay.
I have that over here, don't I?
Yeah. Or do you want to do the hipster set first?
We can do that, yeah. Corky,
I already got that loaded.
Corky's waiting. Set? She'll wait.
Yeah, my new friend Richard called. He wanted to hear some stuff that we don't typically play on our show. But
the cool kids around here normally play this stuff, and we shy away from it. But I think we're going to give it a try. And actually, I've actually got some good hipster stuff that that I want you guys to listen to.
All right, so...
What a hipster band are we going to start with?
Well, he requested Sonic Youth.
Some hipster Sonic Youth.
And some hipster Beck.
Some hipster Beck.
I kind of like Beck.
All right. Yeah, no, Beck I think is good, so we're gonna give it a try.
So we had a couple Sonic Youth records, and this is called Rather Ripped. It's just T-bar? Released this year, and I'm just randomly picking a song.
Okay.
Hope you like it, Richard.
You listened to them beforehand. Well, it's not that random.
Not really.
I listened to 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay, here's Do You Believe All right,
Richard,
in
here
rapture?
You go. Give it a try.
You better be listening, Richard.
Son of youth.
Yeah.
Stand behind his drunken elf. Stand behind his light of love. Hear him yell his bloody tongue. Hear him yell for blood and war. Do you believe in his sweet sensation? Do you believe in second chance? Do you believe in rapture, babe? Coming, impossible.
Drink your drunken mercy, wine and bread.